Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time back.
Don't say that. Yes. We'll entertain you and inform you as long as we can.
You're sounding desperate.
Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
Do you ever remember certain scenes in movies and TV shows?
I suppose, but I can't conjure anything up right now. What are you talking about?
Well, maybe because we don't want them to happen to us.
Oh, you know, like you're in the shower and somebody attacks you or something?
For me, I recall an episode in Twilight Zone about the end of the world. A man was constantly...
Oh, that's cheery.
Yeah. A man was constantly being nagged by his wife because all he was doing was reading. And one day, he was at the bank, and fast forward, it was the end of the world. He jumped into the walk-in safe, and he shut the door. It's only a half-hour program, so what do you expect? When he came out, he discovered he was the only living survivor. After the initial shock, he starts to smile because he realizes now he can read as long as he wants, forever. And just then, ta-da! His glasses fall off his face, and the lenses shatter.
Where did you say you read this somewhere?
No, I saw it on the Twilight Zone.
Oh, okay, right, the Twilight Zone, right.
He can no longer read at all.
Oh, no, now he's alone and he can't read.
This resonates with me because I love to read. I know you do, too. And I never want to be without a book. My husband often says to our friends, if she's mad at me, I threaten to stop reading and she immediately backs off. Well, my girlfriend remembers another episode on the Twilight Zone that she never wants to see happen to her. The entire half-hour show is spent showing a guy laying brick and mortar in the shape of a small square. Have you ever seen that one?
No.
I didn't either. A woman rocking in a chair is inside the square. At the end of the show, the guy lays the last brick and the woman is imprisoned forever. She never wants to be that woman. You see how we remember these things?
Yeah.
And her husband told me of an episode on The Twilight Zone about an old man and his dog companion. The two are walking down a wooded path and come to a cottage. An old man comes out to meet them and the dog starts to growl. The house owner asks if he would like, the old man wants to come in. And the old man asks, can my dog come in? And the answer is absolutely not. So the man says, no thanks. My dog and I are a team, so we'll be on our way. A little further down, the same path, another cottage with an old man. Again, the house owner comes out, invites them in. This time, the dog wags his tail, and his owner asks if his dog is welcome, too. Of course, says the man. So the dog and his owner happily enter the house. We are to assume that the first house exemplified hell and the second heaven. I imagine bond between dog and owner is so strong that they don't want to be parted. And in heaven, that will not happen. Her husband said to me that he trusts a dog over his own instincts.
Huh.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And then there's the movie book quotes that make such a deep impression on us. We can't forget them. And believe me, I will never forget this. Mine is from the movie Phenomenon.
Never seen
with
it.
With John Travolta. Okay, I'm watching the movie in a motel room waiting for my husband, Gene, to return from his stepson's wedding reception. I had left an hour before him. John Travolta plays a mechanic who sees a flash of light and inherits immediate special mental abilities. Then a doctor, played by Robert Duvall, tells him he has a massive brain tumor. So he decides to spend his last days with his girlfriend, Kyra Sedgwick, and her two children. Well, the scene I recall vividly is when Travolta is standing by a farm fence with the kids, Al and Glory. Travolta shows them an apple, and he says, this is what he says, you know, if we were to put this apple down and leave it, it would be spoiled and gone in a few days. But if we were to take a bite of it like this, and then he bites the apple, it would become part of us, and we could take it with us forever. Then he offers them the apple, and Glory takes a bite, but Al refuses. And this is the line I shall forever remember. Travolta says, Al, Everything is on its way to somewhere. Everything. And that's the second the phone rang in the motel room. It was the receptionist telling me my husband had a heart attack standing in front of the elevator.
Yeah, you'll remember that line forever. And poor Jean. Yeah. He didn't. Yeah.
A friend of mine has another favorite movie line. It's from the movie Stand By Me. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Which it tells the lives of several adolescents growing up in a small town. And it's told through the adult eyes of one of the adolescents, played by Richard Dreyfuss. The adolescents have a lot of adventures. They find a corpse. They get threatened by older hoods. They cross a water hole, and they're covered with leeches. At the end of the movie, Dreyfuss's last line is my friend's most memorable. I never had any friends later on like the ones I had when I was 12. Jesus, does anyone? For my friend, it rings so true. He has lived in this town his entire life and has never had friends like he did as a kid in his neighborhood.
That is good. And I look back to when I lived in Northport. I can still remember the names of my friends. Most of them were girls. And then when I try to, find them on Facebook or something, we lived at a time when you changed your name if you got married.
It's harder to find.
A lot of people are hard to, women are harder to find. Huh.
So okay. I invite our listeners to think about a movie or book quote or a TV episode that stands out in your mind and to examine why they stand out to you. Do you worry it will happen to you? Or is it memorable for a different reason? Have fun and ask your friends the same question. You just might learn something about them.
Good idea. Interesting. Thank you.
We come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Seem to be. Sometimes we see just what we want to see, like a nearsighted monkey up a lemon tree, singing, oh, bananas here are just for me. Bump, 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 bump. Purple monkey on a pink giraffe. Mama asked the doctor, tell me, what is that? The doctor said, we better cut our dose in half. Bump, 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 bump. Down just to wrestle a bear. Everybody said that it isn't fair. But Blue Jay whipped that bear, so he don't care. Bump, 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 bump. Doggy needs a bone. Baby needs some shoes, but mama wants a phone. A big pearl necklace and a TV set. And you know whatever mama wants, mama gets. Bump, 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 bump. Bump, 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 bump